Counselor, may I ask your name, sir?
My name is Justin Charles.
Okay, Mr. Charles, let's see that who is going. And Mr. Johnson is going to chair the hearing, sir, so just hold on.
Sir, could you please state your ADC number, your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Joseph Charles, 049834.
Okay, Mr. Charles, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson, and I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Charles, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advises you of your, this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're also notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I guess I'm representing myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and the conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. First allegation states you violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 21st, 2018 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated June 28, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's true?
It's true.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sir, the next allegation states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a human specimen for drug testing on or about June 6, 2018, per the TASC GCMS individual testing compliance summary dated July 20, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about July 16, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated July 19, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, your last allegation states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 19, 2018 as directed in writing on July 18, 2018. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. So, given that you stated that that's false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, and get some additional information on that one.
July 18th, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Powell proceeded to the group residence of the offender at 2932 North 54th Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, 85031, and delivered a notice of non-compliance letter. The letter directs the offender to report to the Western Regional Parole Office, WRPO, located at 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, 85034, on July 19th, 2018. The offender failed to report on July 19th, 2018. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. On July 19th, 2018, the offender contacted CCO Powell and reported that he got the letter. He told CCO Powell that he would report on that day. Late in the afternoon, the same day, July 19, 2018, the offender contacted again CCO Powell and stated that he would not be able to issue report on that day. CCO Powell redirected the Federal report on July 20th, 2018. The Federal acknowledged the directive and stated he would report in the morning. July 20th, 2018, the Federal failed to report. July 20th, 2018, CCO Powell contacted MCSO and reported the defendant was not under custody. To date, the defendant has not contacted CCO Powell regarding his whereabouts, nor has he reported to the Western Regional Parole Office. And attached to the warrant is the letter of notice of non-compliance dated July 18th, 2018, which is directing Mr. Charles to report to the Western Regional Parole Office to be staffed for his violations.
So, Mr. Charles, what's not true about that?
I was told, and I was told that following morning that Powell was in his office. They had a substitute for Powell, but he was a dead tourist for them to see me. That I saw what I seen. I seen that the other officer take his place.
Hold on 1 minute, sir. Was there anything in there, Mr. Wesley?
No, there were no criminal notes from the duty officer, nor was the logging officer stating that Mr. Charles reported to the Community Corrections Building on that day.
Okay, thank you. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Charles of allegations 1, 2, and 3, and based on the information in warrant number 2018W2104 and information from Mr. Westby, I am going to move that Mr. Charles was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Dr. Wright. Agree, Mr. Nim. Are these? So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to get any information that you would like to present to the board after going over the information with you, Mr. Charles. Mr. Westby.
March 19th, 2018, Mr. Charles was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 6, 2018 by Tolleson PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 6, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of June 5, 2019, 18 absconded days. Current conviction, 2011, theft means of transportation, two counts each for 8 years. Prior convictions, 1984, burglary, second degree, 3 years. 1984, trafficking in stolen property, 4 years. 1988, trafficking in stolen property, 10 years. 1988, theft, 10 years. 2004, theft of a credit card, 3 years. 2004, unlawful use of means of transportation, 2 years, 3 months. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's a member of the Wedgwood Chicano Criminal Street Gang and even Mexican Mafia STG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 1986, temporary release completion, 8 months. 1997, temporary release, reverted to work for low, absconded 1 month, 4 days, reinstated, arrested on theft violation, revoked by the BOEC. 1999, parole release absconder, 1 year, 4 months, 6 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2008, TIS release of absconder, 13 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are lengthy and significant, with drugs, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrests, 1984, trafficking in stolen property, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1987, trespassing, Arizona, county jail. 2002, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, fine. This committee risk score is a G5B6.
Thank you, Mr. Bassett. Okay, Mr. Charles, I see that when you were released, you were approved to leave with your mother, Ms. Norma Charles, at 2932 North 54th Lane in Phoenix. Was that your address at the time you were arrested, sir?
Yes, sir.
Were you working during this period of time, sir?
No, I wasn't, sir.
Okay. You had been referred to task for random drug testing. You submitted one negative urine specimen, and then you submitted five urine specimens that were positive for methamphetamine on May 15th, June 4th, June 21st, and July 10th, and July 16th. You were referred to the Kaplan RT program. You were assigned to 48 two-hour sessions for a total of 96 hours. You completed 13 sessions, 26 hours, and the remaining 35 sessions, 70 hours you had left. You were discharged from the program on July 20th due to excessive absence. You felt, why were you absent so much from the program, sir?
I was in the class until the date that they put the violation in for me.
So it says the May 15th, results positive for methamphetamine, for the admitted to his last meth use was on June 1st. They offered you MRC, however, refuse and provide that you would give yourself a shot. So what did you do? You just continued to use drugs, Mr. Charles?
Yes, I had a problem. I couldn't get rid of it. I was looking for help, but I couldn't find it.
Well, they put you in some programs, Mr. Charles, so if you were looking for help.
Yes, I had it. They took me to the program, but all it didn't do nothing. It was just there in a room and just like detoxing, like.
Yeah, but they put you in longer programs. You would still continue to use drugs. You got to make a decision, sir, whether you want to do drugs or you don't want to do drugs. They can put you in the program.
I don't want to do drugs. That's my thing. I'm too old for this. I can't take it anymore. I don't want to do this no more. I'm too old for this. I'm ready to. I never told with this before, but that's what my problem is. I've got a drug problem.
Okay.
That's all it is, a drug problem.
All right, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Charles, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearings. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going into discussion, sir?
I got a lot to work on right now. I'd like to work on it now. I'd like to work with them and let them help me because I can't do it by myself. I'm tired of this. I'm doing this no more. I'm too old. I can't do it. I need my family. Are you doing any drugs since you've been back in? No, I haven't. I haven't taken no drugs since I've been back in. I haven't even touched my family. I'm trying to write letters to them and they're responding, but it takes about 2 weeks for them to be responsive.
All right, Mr. Charles. As we come up on the conclusion of the hearing, we're going to go into a discussion. So prior to the discussion, so I want you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. Then after the discussion, we'll make a conclusion whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. Then I'll get back to you with the results, but I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Charles admits that he does have a drug problem there. He's continuing to do drugs while he's out. He's been in some programs that his PO has worked with him to get him into. However, he has been into sanctioned programs and sanctioned programs and put into a program that he starts to use drugs again, and he's sainted again and put into a 5-day detox or a sharp detox program. He does that and he comes back out and continues to use drugs. I, at this time, don't see Mr. Charles being released back out on community supervision, but I'm willing to listen to my comments.
Agree.
Okay, then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Charles, finding that he was a delinquent, violated the terms, that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways, as he did relapse and continue to use drugs while he was out of his PO. That didn't work well, but that will be my motion at this time.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Neal, agree, Dr. Wright. Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 15th. Yes, sir. Just to make sure I have that date right, sir. Is it, I'm looking at this, June, is it June 5th or 15th? It's like June.
It's June
5th.
June 5th, 2019.
Yeah. You will be released on June 5th, 2019, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So I hope that while you're still incarcerated, sir, get involved in NAAA programs or work with your CO3 to work on any programs that you can take while you're incarcerated. If you're truly tired and can't do it anymore, sir, you can take that time that you have left to try to rehabilitate yourself, sir. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to participate in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. We're ready for the next one.